Hey, hi baby, hi, can I give you a hug? Oh my gosh, surprise. Oh, is it okay that I'm here? I know that, normally I would call before I come by your office, but I was just in the neighborhood doing some errands, and you were right here, so I just thought that, I would get you one of those salad and smoothie combinations you've been having for lunch lately and just bring it by for you. I don't know if you've had lunch already, but I don't know. I just thought it wouldn't be a problem. And the person at the front desk just let me by. I said that I was with you and it wasn't a big deal. Okay, good. I was hoping it wouldn't be too much of a shock, but I just started thinking about how fun it would be if you're just like working at some little PowerPoint thing or whatever, and then it's like suddenly, surprise boyfriend, here I am. Anyway, how's your day going? How have things been? Oh, yeah, you're bored. Well, yeah, that makes two of us. I can't wait for you to get home. No, it's fine. I've been good. I've just been doing work and puttering around and doing little errands and stuff. Nothing important. But yeah, I mean, my day just got about 1,000,000% better. Well, that's the thing. I mean, like, even just having like a 10-minute hang with you to look forward to in the middle of the day, oh, changes everything. So yeah, I've kind of been looking forward to this since I got up in the morning. Oh my god, yeah, I know I said it was spontaneous. It totally wasn't. I'm sorry. Ugh, I can't fib at all. You always see right through me. Yeah, honestly, last night I was like, I should just drop by in the middle of the day. And I can just say I was in the neighborhood, but yeah, there's nothing in this neighborhood but you. I'm here for you. Okay, good. Good. I'm glad you don't mind. Cause yeah, like I try to suppress my enthusiasm because I don't wanna like overwhelm you. But just like I never don't wanna see you. And like I said, having even a little bit of you to look forward to. It's like one of those experiments where like, how a single drop of food coloring will like dye a whole swimming pool. It's like that. Like just a little bit of you changes my whole day or my whole week even. Anyway, what are you working on? Really? You've just got like nothing to do. Wow. That's crazy. Well, I'm glad you get paid still. They just want you to look busy. God, office jobs are so weird. Well, I hope it's not a problem for me to be here. I mean, does this make you look bad? Like, I figured it'd be okay because I know you kind of got this little corner of the office to yourself, but I. Okay, good. Good, yeah, as long as it doesn't make you look bad, you know? I thought about trying to say that I was actually just like a delivery person instead of your boyfriend at the front desk and try to just like sneak in. Like, be all like secret spy type thing. But I just knew I couldn't pull that off, so I didn't try. Well, so what do you want to do tonight, baby? Like, what's on the agenda? Do you know what time you're getting out of work? Oh, okay. Okay, like 6. Oh, no, don't feel bad, baby. I mean, I am a little sad that it's gonna be like another 6 hours before I can see you, but, that's not your fault, I know. I know you gotta work and make the money and all of that, but I just, just been waiting to see you for a while and just impatient, but that's not your fault. That's my fault. Or, I mean, it's no one's fault. It's my problem. I'm totally that kid in the science experiment who, like, eats only one marshmallow because they can't wait 10 minutes for a second one. That's me. I mean, even knowing that if I wait till the end of the day to see you, I'll be extra excited because I've spent so much more time missing you. It's like I just couldn't do it. I just wanted to see you now. Anyway, when you do get off at 6, how should we spend the night? I mean, we can do anything. Like, I could come back by here and pick you up. And then we could go out to eat or go walk down by the water.